Part 3.
Now I'd like you to talk about something together for about 2 minutes. Some people think that teenagers who go to school should also do some part-time work. Here are some of the things they think about and a question for you to discuss. First, you have some time to look at the task. Now, talk to each other about whether it's a good idea for teenage school children to do part-time work.
Okay, let's talk about having less free time. As I said before, I have to study very hard and I don't have very much free time. If I had to work and study as well, then I would have nothing of free time and I would not be able to see my friends or relax. Is it the same for you, Luca?
Yes, it is. And especially next year when I have my final exams, a job would not be possible during the week because I also have a lot of schoolwork. And if I had to work at the weekend, I would probably have to give up basketball and I would not like to do that.
Yes, and you mentioned schoolwork. In my school, I have exams every month. If I had to work, then I know my notes would not... I mean, my marks would not be very good. I think the effect on schoolwork can be very negative. What do you think?
I agree. It depends on the work. But some jobs could make you too tired to do your best for school, like standing all day in a shop, for example, or doing some type of physical work.
Yes, but it's true there are some jobs we can do which are not so hard, like helping younger children with their homework. I did this last year for the daughter of my mother's friend. She was having problems with her maths and I helped her.
Right, and babysitting is another job which is not difficult. I haven't done this, but I have a friend who sometimes looks after his young cousin on Saturday night, and it doesn't have a negative effect on his schoolwork.
Okay, let's look at the others. They are more about the positive things of having a job. I think gaining work experience is very useful. It's good to do something which is not only studying and doing homework all the time. If not, you don't have any idea about work. Do you agree?
Yes, I think so too. And it can be good for your curriculum. If you want to find a job in the future, you can say that you have some experience. It's not very easy to get work experience. So if you can say, I have done this or I have done that, it's an advantage.
Yes, and working can teach you to become more responsible. You maybe have to make decisions that you don't normally make.
Thank you. Now you have about a minute to decide what you think is the most important reason for teenage school children to do part-time work.
Well, I think there are two important reasons. Gaining work experience, which we talked about before, and also becoming more responsible. In some jobs, like the ones we mentioned, babysitting and teaching, you are the person in control, so you have to make the decisions.
Yes, that's right. That's the point you made earlier. You are in charge, and this is something teenagers like us don't normally have the chance to experience. This helps you to grow up a little and become more mature. So, yes, I think maybe we agree that this is the most important reason for doing some work, becoming more responsible.
Okay, good. I don't think, for example, that learning to manage money is a very important reason. We wouldn't earn very much money with a part-time job. Maybe you save a little, but probably you spend most of it. But that is not managing money.
No, we still depend on our parents for food. And we don't have to pay for our house or flat yet, but actually, maybe one reason for doing a part-time job, which we haven't talked about, is just to earn some extra money. That's why most teenagers...
Thank you.